my friend. Thanks so much for coming out. I tell you what, I'm going to let you find a nice calm station to play while we hang out here by the fire. I'm going to run back inside and get the carafe of coffee. I'll be right back. Hey, you're listening to Guat.Rocks, God, the World, and Other Things. I'm Kenny Price, your host. Our mission, advancing equilibrium in the midst of an agitated world. This is Season 17, Episode 360. Title, Growing Healthy Trees. Subtitle, The Divine Life, Continued Exploration. Psalm 104, verse 16 says, The trees of the Lord are full of sap. Without sap, the tree cannot flourish or even exist. Vitality is essential to a Christian. There must be life, a vital principle infused into us by God the Holy Spirit, or we can't be trees of the Lord. To identify ourselves as a Christian, or for others to label us as a Christian, is a dead thing by itself. In my ministry past, I had the great privilege, to get to know Coptic Christian Egyptians who were here in the United States as asylum seekers. Missionaries introduced Christianity into Egypt in the first century AD. There was a large population of Coptic Christians in the area in which I lived in Texas. The United States government gave the Coptic Christians asylum because the Muslims were severely persecuting the Coptics in Egypt. Every Coptic child that is born is, by their parents, given a tattoo of the cross on the palm side of both wrists. As Islamic radicalism was rising in Egypt, the Coptic Christians were an easy target to identify as non-Muslim. But just because the parent tattooed the baby on each wrist with the cross of Christ did not mean the baby was or became a born-again Christian. To be a true Christian, we must be filled with the spirit of the divine life. This life is mysterious. Despite all the technology and whiz-bang equipment we now possess, we do not understand the circulation of the sap in a tree, by what force it rises, and by what power it descends again. And even if you can explain it clearly in one instance, you cannot explain how all the trees across the planet move in harmony with the call for the rise and fall of the sap. So the divine life within us is sacred mystery. Regeneration, also called the rebirth or renewal of the human spirit, and that means being brought from a spiritually dead human spirit into an eternally alive human spirit, is formed by the Holy Spirit of God, the third person of the divine Trinity, when he enters into a person, becoming that person's life. And this divine life in a believer afterwards is sustained and nourished by Christ himself, whom Colossians 3 verse 4 says is our life. So for those of us who are born again in Jesus Christ, he sustains us by divine food. He is the divine food. But who can explain to us from where does it come and where does it go? What a secret thing the sap is. The roots go searching through the soil with their little rootlet tips to absorb water, but we cannot see them suck out the various gases or transmute the mineral into the vegetable. This work is done down in the dark. A couple of years ago, I became concerned about the health of a beautiful row of Tennessee white pines that line our back fence. The pines appeared to me to be dying. I called the county extension agent, and he came out and looked at my trees. He pointed out a couple of things I did not know. Number one, as the trees grow taller, it becomes harder and harder to completely nourish the tree with sap all the way to the top. My trees are about 80 feet tall. It takes an enormous amount of sap to feed the crown of the 80-foot tall pine trees. So what begins to happen is the tree will cut off nourishment to the lower branches so the entire tree can survive. The lower branches begin to self-prune to sustain life for the entire tree. Number two, the county extension agent said that the pine trees have root tips that extend beyond the surface of the ground, but they're not visible because they're mixed in with all the grass, and that my normal mowing height was wounding the tree's water collection capability to make sap. He recommended I mow under the canopies of the tree at the highest level on my mower. Bam! The health of the trees improved, and this past growing season saw a healthy output of pine cones, which is a good thing. Our root is Christ Jesus, and our life is hidden in Him. This is the secret of the Lord. The base of the Christian life is as secret as the life itself. How permanently active is the sap in my 80-foot tall pine trees? In the Christian, the divine life is always full of energy, not always in fruit bearing, but in inward operations. The believer's graces are not all simultaneously in constant motion, but the believer's life never ceases to pulse within. As believers, our hearts are always living upon Jesus Christ. As the sap manifests itself in producing the foliage and fruit of the tree, in a comparable way is the external manifestations of a truly healthy Christian. God's grace in us is manifested externally in the habits of our Christian walk and our conversation. For those of us who truly are born-again believers, we cannot help speaking about Jesus. If we were to monitor someone's actions for just one day, we should be able to notice if they've been with Jesus. As a true Christian, we have so much sap within us that it cannot help but fill out our conduct and our speech with the divine life. My friend, there is much more that I will have to say about the divine life in the days to come. It's a robust reality waiting for us to explore to the depths of the riches in Christ that we inherit when we are grafted into, as the Bible calls Jesus, the root of Jesse. On the website thejesusquestion.org, they write, "The tree of Jesse is a representation of Jesus' genealogy in the form of a tree. Its name derives from the messianic prophecy of Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 and 10, where it reads, 'Then a shoot will grow from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots will bear fruit. On that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the people. The nations will look to him for guidance, and his resting place will be glorious.'" In Romans chapter 15, the Apostle Paul wrote, "May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you, for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ became a servant to the circumcised to show God's truthfulness, in order to confirm the promises given to the patriarchs, and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, 'Therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing to your name.' And again it is said, 'Rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people.' And again, 'Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and let all the peoples extol him.' And again Isaiah says, 'The root of Jesse will come, even he who arises to rule the Gentiles. In him will the Gentiles hope.' May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. And with that, my friend, I bid you peace."